1 month on from the failed motion for a leadership spill, the Prime Minister says the government is absolutely and relentlessly focused on the questions that matter to the community. The government is using last week's release of the Intergenerational Report to try to spark debate about future economic settings. As part of that, the Treasurer, Joe Hockey, says they're prepared to look at ways to make the superannuation system more flexible. But one major superannuation group says that could impede the government's plans to encourage more private sector investment in large infrastructure projects. From Canberra, Naomi Woodley reports.
The Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, spent the evening at a community forum in Geraldton in Western Australia, promising his government was focused on the future. But he still feels the need to refer to one event in the recent past, the failed motion for a leadership spill.
I want to assure you that that excitement has been absolutely put behind us. And in the few weeks since that excitement, we have been absolutely, relentlessly focused on the sorts of things which are front and centre for the people of Australia.
The Treasurer too is promising a major round of consultation or town hall conversations about Australia's future off the back of last week's Intergenerational Report. The government's holding to its promise that it won't make changes to superannuation in this term of government. But in recent days, Joe Hockey has repeatedly referred to their willingness to have a debate about more flexibility in the super system.
A young Australian is going to live to 100. They're going to have many careers. Naturally enough, they're not going to be retiring at 65. So with many careers and a longer time in the workforce, which is their choice, then we may need to look at how we can make superannuation more flexible to cope with the ins and outs from a working life.
And that includes raising the question of whether first home buyers should be able to use some of their super to buy property.
We are prepared to look at a diverse range of proposals to help young Australians buy their first home.
We certainly need to have a conversation about super. We know we do. But I think talking about opening up for home loans or anything else is not the way to start.
Tom Garcia is the CEO of the Australian Institute of Superannuation Trustees, representing not-for-profit funds in the public sector, industry and corporate sectors.
It's a matter of principle. The idea of the superannuation system is to provide someone for an income later in life when they finish working. If you start pulling money out at the beginning, you lose all the effect of compounding. What else does it get opened up to? I don't think we should be fiddling with it at all. This is beginning to look like tinkering again.
And he warns the government that it could have an impact on the way super funds invest in the broader economy.
One of the great things that not-for-profit funds has been able to do is invest in illiquid assets, infrastructure, property, these types of things. They're the type of investments that pay a greater premium. They earn better returns. It's one of the reasons why not-for-profit funds have delivered such good returns for so long. And this is part of what the government's trying to do anyway with their asset recycling. To be able to then put a tap on it would reduce the ability for funds to invest in these types of things and actually invest back into the economy and back into Australia.
The CEO of the Australian Institute of Superannuation Trustees, Tom Garcia, ending Naomi Woodley's report.